I'm WUWM's Susan Bentz. Wisconsin tribal members and officials gathered to honor the lives of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls Thursday. The somber event on the steps of the state capitol started with drumming and singing as people gathered to commemorate the National Day of Awareness. The designation came to life with a 2017 U.S. Senate resolution. It grew out of a tragedy years earlier in Montana. In 2013, then 21-year-old Hannah Harris, a young mother and citizen of the Northern Cheyenne tribe, was reported missing. Soon after, she was found dead. The Senate resolution stated Hannah Harris was determined to have been raped and murdered. The case is an example of many similar cases. Shannon Holsey told the crowd in Madison, "Murders continue at an alarming rate across the country." Holsey, Tribal Council President of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians and member of the Wisconsin Department of Justice's Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women Task Force, says everyone must join in a united call for action.
To help grow the groundswell of our grassroots movement to hold all systems and sectors of our society accountable. Together, we call for prayer and healing to the families in response to the violence. But we also demand meaningful legislation reforms that remove those barriers to safety and meaningful legislation strengthening our sovereign ability of all tribal nations to protect Indian women, our relatives, and our children.
Menominee tribe member Rachel Fernandez then invited families and survivors to share their stories, which she asked media not to record.
If you want to ask them questions, you ask them afterwards. Ask them in private.
The DOJ task force on which both Fernandez and Holsey serve was formed in 2020. The group continues to meet with a goal of addressing the factors that contribute to missing and murdered Indigenous women in Wisconsin. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.